Fasano, President, Senator Fasano, Senate Republican President Fasano. Good morning and welcome
to Brad and
Dan.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Good. We're a little upset and flustered this morning because we look at Hartford, Senator, and we keep hearing how Hartford's going to go bankrupt. It needs more money from the state. And then we read this morning that 65 school administrators are making $100,000 or more a year, another 14 making $90,000 plus, including part-time male-only employees.
$90,000 a year.
97 grand a year.
You know, I think that the top wages in the whole state of Connecticut are significantly more allocated to UConn than any other agency, any other department. So UConn pays outrageous salaries. And that's the reason why in the Republican budget we said, look, if it's over $100,000, you guys pay. What happens is when they do a salary, the state of Connecticut pays for the fringe benefit. So, and for every state employee, it's roughly 75 to 82 cents for every dollar for fringe benefit. Mm-hmm. So in our budget, what the President Herbst is arguing, in our budget, part of what we say is that fringe benefits over $100,000, you pay for. You pay. If you're going to pay salaries large like this, and pay for the fringe benefits. And so you have skin in the game. You're not just throwing away taxpayers' money on large salaries without being unchecked. How about if you feel some of that burden to come up with that cash? They don't like that. Well, you know, why should we have to pay for things like this when we're broke? You've got to start making choices. We have given UConn billions and billions and billions of dollars. We did the project way back when under Rell, where we built all these buildings. We've been very generous to UConn over the years. Now we're in a little tough spot, and we're saying, hey, UConn, help us out like we've helped you out. Just tighten your belt for 2 years. Let us get our feet under us. Let us start to regroup, and then we can talk again. And they won't do it. I just think that's so unfair to the taxpayers of the state of Connecticut. All of us have bear the burden of allowing UConn to build. If you go on that campus, it has been transformed over the last 10 years. And we did it by putting billions and billions, 10, 15 years. We put billions and billions of dollars. Now it's time to say thank you to the taxpayers and say we will join you in a time of need and we will relax for 2 years and then let's have another conversation. What is so unreasonable about that?
Well, now, Senator, her comeback will be, and I happened to hear her yesterday in what I thought was a very condescending interview on her part, but I'll let that go. That's just me talking. Her comeback will be, these are negotiated contracts and that she can't do anything about it because it's a contractual obligation.
And she's absolutely in error. We have checked with the legal staff up at the LOB. We have nonpartisan staff that does a bunch of things. Some do research, some do writing, and some do numbers. Those are basically the three departments. We ask legal whether or not we can do the things that we're doing in our budget or they're prohibited by the contract. And the answer is no. Now, there may be one or two particular sections of certain professors, one or two, but in FAR, no, that's not all that accurate. And you know, this is just throwing everything they can against the wall to figure out what will stick against the wall as an argument against tightening their belts, rather than coming up and saying, hey, look, I've got another plan. Secondly, her numbers are absolutely wrong. It's not $300 million. It's a falsehood. She knows it's not. I'll say what it is. She knows it's a lie. What she did is she looked at the enacted budget that the governor passed, or we all passed, should say Democrats passed in 2017 budget. They never got that money because the governor cut back. If you recall, we had budget problems, so he kept cutting them back. So they didn't receive all that money, yet that is the baseline she uses to show $300 million. OFA said it's $244 million at the most, if you include absolutely everything, and she does nothing to offset any of that. $244 million.
Yep. We got to take a quick just stay where you are, Senator. Stay where you are. We got to take a quick check of traffic, see how the bumper to bumper crowd is doing. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, and here is that traffic check, and here is Janelle.
Well, Brad, right now we have some major problems on eastbound 84. There's a crash at exit 41 and some very heavy delays. Then it remains slow into 44, opens up a bit, and then very heavy exit 46 out to 51. 291, slow westbound into 91. 91, you're going to hit some delays. Exits 33 down to 32. And Route 2 westbound, it's slow at exit 5. Again, exit 4 up to 2. This report brought to you by the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army is here to serve. They'll be here to help the millions affected for as long as they're in need. Donate at helpsalvationarmy.org. I'm Chanel Crispin, back at 7:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Lenses Only has three locations to better serve you: Bloomfield, Hartford, and now open in Meriden. You'll find a full assortment of designer and fashion frames for men, women, unisex, sunglasses at all locations. Have a favorite pair of frames already? Well, just get the lenses. Lenses Only will make new lenses for your existing frame right on site in less than an hour. Plus, they carry all major brands of contact lenses. And the best part, at Lenses Only, you get lenses and frames for half the cost of big retail stores. Visit Lenses Only, 812 Park Avenue in Bloomfield, 42 Pratt Street in Hartford, and now open in Meriden in the Big Y Plaza, 533 South Broad Street. 860-769-2020. 860-769-2020. Or visit lensesonlyoptical.com. Lenses Only in Bloomfield, Hartford, and now open in Meriden.
Hello? Oh, hi, Maurice. Sure, I'd love to go to a movie. Yes, Friday will work. What time will you pick me up? Pardon? Why can't you pick me up?
Guys, if you turn 18 and don't register with the Selective Service System, you can't get a driver's license in most states. Register today at sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law.
What do you mean I can take the bus?
20 minutes after 7 o'clock, I was so excited the other day when I found out that MyPillow was going to be with all of us until the end of the year. Now, you know what that means. That means that some of your favorite people will be able to get MyPillow as a Christmas gift. That's right. And the big thing is that the discount is still the same. That's right. Right up until the end of the year. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. And all you have to do, and they can start their Christmas shopping right now, boy. They're ready for you. Two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows, 50% off, like you've been getting all along. And all you need to do is call a telephone number, 1-800-659-1135. 1-800-659-1135. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC. But you got to get one of these pillows. Boy, I'll tell you, when I started to talk to you about them, I tried the product for three nights. I have never, ever slept on a pillow like this. I thought all pillows were alike. They're not, my friends. Get one now or to a friend of yours for Christmas. What a gift that will be.
Brad, joining us again in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Senate Republican President Len Fasano. Senator, the Republican leadership, you and House Minority Leader Themis Claridis, scheduled to have a meeting with Governor Malloy today. Is that meeting still on?
Yes, it is.
What do you hope to discuss at this meeting?
The governor called the meeting, which I think is a good idea, and I thank him for that. I don't know what is on his agenda, so I'd like to listen to where he's coming from. I think that will set the stage for our response. So I can't comment because I'm not exactly sure why he wants us in there, if he's in there to hardcore press something, if he's in there to say, hey, I'm open to talk, if he's in there to say, we're going to scrap everything. I don't know what he's going to do, so I'll react to what he says. But I think, you know, we've always said, as I've said on your show every time and on, and I know Brad likes this, is look, trying to reach a bipartisan deal
absolutely
is the best result. But as you may recall, there was that week that we were talking with the Democratic leaders, and then the weekend they disappeared into that Capitol, met with the governor on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, totally without us, without even asking what we wanted. And what came out of there, I think, is pretty disrespectful to the taxpayers. And let me tell you what that is. It was a tax on cell phones. No public hearing at all. No one had a right to even know what was going on. Tax if you had a second home, whether it's a log cabin, whatever it was. If you had another home, you were being taxed 5 extra mils. Whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, absolutely no public hearing. They stuck in 2 or 3 different bills that died in committee. They threw them into the budget, which means there wasn't enough support in that building to bring it out, but they throw it into the budget. Very disrespectful to the process, to the people. And the third item that never got a public hearing was this whole notion of creating an MTA that would be an independent body, free to tax whatever wanted to tax for transportation without legislative oversight. That's a huge change. You're going to tell me that you put those 3 major taxes in, plus legislation, slip it into a budget because a bunch of people, 5 people in a room, think it's a good idea, and you don't bring it out to the public? That's just ridiculous, and that's the problem. That's the reason why the state's in the trouble it's in. That's the reason why we have no policy that you could point to that this governor has started from, like, block one and built a policy for the last 6 years. And pick any topic. I don't care which one you pick. Tell me the policy that this governor, this Democratic majority, has picked and every single year added to that policy. There isn't any. It's a hodgepodge of ideas that everybody has their own little fiefdom, and they want their idea to come to the top no matter what it does to the rest of the state. And that's why the state's in trouble. And I think that people in that building, I think the constituents out there said enough's enough and got our numbers closer in the House and tied in the Senate. And I think the people in the building have finally said, this is crazy. We've got to go a different direction. And that's what's happening. And that's what really bothers me the most.
Senator, I want to tell you something, okay? You know what really bothers me? I'm getting sick and tired because we disagree with what is being done till we finally get back on an even keel and the people of this state can live better lives, okay? And I'm getting sick and tired of being called a racist because I don't agree with everything. And I'm sure Dan feels the same way. I know what I am. I don't have to be told by politicians that because I disagree that you're a racist, you don't believe in the people. That is garbage as far as I'm concerned, and that goes for UConn too, when they say it.
Who said, by the way, I missed something in that news cycle. Who called anybody or...
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Juan Hernandez, this was at that rally yesterday at the Capitol. Juan Hernandez, director of the Service Employees International Union, says the Republican budget passed by the General Assembly last week is, quote, racist and anti-immigrant, end quote.
That's what happens when you have people who are not thinkers, when you have people who just try to push a union agenda, when you got people who don't understand the budget, when you have people who are narrow-minded with one idea and purpose, they say stuff like that. Because when you look at our budget, we put money in for care for kids. The Democrats don't. We put more money in social services. The Democrats don't. All of those things. We put more money in education than the Democrats do. We put more money in so education across the entire state, cities and everything, are held to 2017. The Democrats don't. You want to match my budget up to what it does for inner city versus their budget for go for inner city any time of day. And here's the question for those people. Where's the $244 million going to come from? You're going to take it out of towns? You're going to raise taxes? Or are you going to consider that, or are you going to go forward with the Democratic onslaught to the social services that they've already started? They wipe out care for kids in the second year. Probably the most important program to make sure people can go to work and someone can take care of their kids. They wipe it out in the second year. How come he's not talking about that? Because this is just political rhetoric, at its worst. At its worst. That man has no idea of Connecticut budget. That man has no idea what's in my budget. That man has no idea. It's a talking point that he's told to say, and I feel sorry for him, so I won't really criticize him too much, because it's his inability to comprehend what's really going on that's his fatal flaw. And he's just trying to push a button.
Well, I'm getting sick of calling these names.
Anybody who's that uninformed should never be given a microphone.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think we've come to a Jesus moment as far as the budget in this state, as far as what's going on in Hartford. And I think the people, Senator, have awakened, and that's why we're finally having this dialogue in the state.
I think so. You know, I got to tell you, I think Connecticut is changing. And I'm very grateful for that. And by the way, you know, people say, is this, you know, they keep calling a Republican budget. It's not a Republican budget, it's a bipartisan budget, number one. And number two, and it passed with the majority in the House, majority in the Senate. And I don't think the Democrats have a budget that can do the same. If they did, they would have put it forward. And they don't have it.
My friend.
So they don't have a budget.
Yeah. Senator, it's always great to have you with us. And
you got me fired up for the morning.
Well, good. I'm glad you called the right place.
Well, good luck on that meeting today.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a million, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
He's done a good job, too.
Well, he has brought the debate forward.
You
Brett.
Got it.
We finally
you got it.
Needed a dialogue in this state, and he's the one.
And we never had one.
No, we didn't.
Coming up to 7:30, and we will be back. Stay with us.